Deutschlandfunk Nova. Grünstreifen.
Und es ist ein bisschen voller geworden im Studio. Die Band Animal House ist zu Gast hier in Deutschlandfunk Nova. Und bei mir im Studio sind Jack und Will. Hello.
Hello.
Great
Hello.
To have you here.
Cheers, thanks for having us.
Nice to be here.
Und damit ihr zu Hause mal einen Eindruck habt, so klingen die Jungs. Animal House mit Sour. Die vier Jungs kommen eigentlich aus Brisbane, Surferstadt in der australischen Ostküste, aber leben mittlerweile in Bristol, Südengland. Warum sie nach England gegangen sind, das bequatschen wir gleich. Jetzt müssen wir aber erstmal über die Ereignisse in Manchester sprechen. Gestern Nacht ist da ja bei einem Konzert eine Bombe gezündet worden. 22 Menschen sind gestorben, viele Verletzte. We want to talk about your music, sure. About what you do in England and why you're not in Australia. But first we have to talk, I think, about the attack in Manchester. Wann habt ihr vom Anschlag gehört? Was habt ihr da gedacht? When did you hear about the attack and what was your reaction then?
Yeah, it was actually strange. Jack and I got into our hotel last night after playing a show and kind of lay down our beds to kind of set up an alarm, and we had the notification come up on our phone. It was just really strange because we obviously had just played a show. And there's all that energy of just seeing a show and then, I don't know, imagine.
Yeah, well, we were having like such a nice time. We had like a great show in Munich, and then you lie down and then we see the news and we were just like...
Imagine
like,
yeah,
that's horrible. Sorry. really bad. It's just
the worst thing you could... I don't know if you're... Going to a show is supposed to be the best thing you should see.
Adrenaline.
Yeah. And then you, all these people have just been killed. It's horrible. Yeah.
Also, sie haben ein Konzert in München gespielt, eine super Show, und direkt danach dann im Hotelzimmer waren die Push-Nachrichten auf dem Smartphone. Und klar, das ist natürlich eine krasse Sache und ganz schön schwierig. Es war ja nicht der erste Anschlag auf Konzerte. Wir erinnern uns an Paris. Denkt man dann, wenn man auf Tour geht, vorher tatsächlich auch an sowas? It was not the first attack on a concert hall. We all remember Paris. You are on tour right now. Did you think about something like this before you went on tour? Did you talk about situations like this?
It was weird, actually. We went on tour last year and we played in Paris in just a small venue on the year anniversary of the Bataclan stuff. So we were talking about it when we were there, and we were just like, it's a terrifying idea, but I don't think we're ever afraid of having that kind of thing happen. I don't think people should be, but it's kind of your worst nightmare, especially if you're the musician who's had people like die at their show. It's the kind of worst idea that you could think of.
They came because of you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah.
Also, Animal House haben in Paris gespielt am Jahrestag des Anschlags aufs Bataclan, und da war das natürlich ein Thema. Aber ansonsten haben sie da nicht so viel drüber nachgedacht vor der Tür. Does it in any way affect your tour now after you heard what happened in Manchester?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone should be changing what they're doing for music, because I think that would be exactly the wrong thing to do. I mean, obviously, you got to feel for the people who have lost someone. That's horrible. But I mean, I don't think you can change what you're doing.
Yeah. Also, es betrifft jetzt nicht die Tour. Man muss das machen, was man macht, und das weitermachen, weil zu ändern, irgendwas anders zu machen, nicht zu spielen, das wäre genau das Falsche. Eigentlich kommt ihr ja aus Brisbane, aus Australien, dann aber in England die Band gegründet, und Brisbane ist eine wunderschöne Stadt, da gibt es Strände, Palmen. Warum England, um da die Karriere zu starten? You're from Brisbane, Australia, and
yes,
you founded your band in England, in Bristol. In Brisbane you have beaches, you have palm trees, a lot of sun, it looks beautiful, yeah? Why the hell did you go to England?
It's a good question.
We moved to Brighton, actually. That's okay. So Bristol's another really cool city in England, actually.
It's one of the other options we were going to choose.
Brighton,
it's by the sea.
Yeah, it's by the sea. It's sunny for about 2 days every year, so that's nice.
Yeah.
But it makes you appreciate the sun, you know. That's why we moved. We feel like we weren't appreciating the sun.
I think it's the... to be honest, not answering a joke. It's Europe is you can tour and just play as many shows as you want, and people have got a genuine enthusiasm for music. I think. Whereas in Australia, if you want to tour as a small band, especially, you can play a show in Brisbane and then you can drive for 8 hours, and then you can play a show in Sydney, and then you can drive for another 8 hours, and then you can play a show in Melbourne. So it's like, I don't know, you can you can do it, but you got to be good at driving. Whereas in Europe, you can see a new audience and a new culture if you drive for an hour. You know?
Ja, also obwohl die Sonne tatsächlich in Brighton nicht so oft scheint wie in Brisbane, in Europa kann man einfach besser touren. When I first heard your sound, I thought this must be a British band. So is it easier to be successful with your kind of sound in England, in Europe, than in Australia?
I don't know. I think
we'd have to be successful first to answer that question, I think.
Yeah. But you are. Yeah. You're touring.
He's We're fishing on it.
For compliments.
We're working on it.
I think so. I don't know. I think our music's a bit more summery than I think it would probably go down better in Australia in that it would in England, just because it's pretty, I don't know, it's a summery music. You can imagine sitting and having a beer and listening to it. So, yeah, I don't know. I think...
And surfboard?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. So maybe that's what we're here to do, is just to...
I feel like by moving to England, though, it's gained a bit more like vibrancy. It's like got a bit more depth to it than when we were starting off in Australia. So I think it's been a good move.
Yeah.
Yes,
also, eigentlich würde die Musik ganz gut ins sonnige Australien passen, aber in Großbritannien gibt es da mehr Tiefe für und da macht es auch Spaß. Tonight you are in Düsseldorf at The Tube, a club called The Tube, and you brought some tickets.
Yes, we certainly did.
Yeah, and wenn ihr, ne, also spontan heute Abend zu Animal House wollt nach Düsseldorf, schreibt doch bitte eine Mail an mail@deutschlandfunknova.de. Schreibt noch euren Namen rein, eure Handynummer, damit wir euch erreichen können. Thank you for being here. And Cheers. A lot of fun in Düsseldorf. And today and tomorrow you're in Hamburg, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Right.
We actually play a proper show in Hamburg, I think, on the 25th, which is in 2 days, but tomorrow we're doing like a small thing for Scene magazine, a magazine in Hamburg, I think so.
Have a lot of fun.
Cheers. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Danke.
Deutschlandfunk Nova. Grünstreifen.